Moon Boy, The Blunder Years. Written and read by Chris O'Dowd
and Nick V. Murphy.
It was the summer holidays, and it was raining. Again. Martin Moon might have been free from the shackles of the classroom, but now he was forced to do even more hard time at home, with the fierce females of his flippin' family. And he was fast finding out that women are a tricky bunch. Sisters are even trickier. And older sisters have the ability to bewilder the finest magicians in the world with their tricksiness. Martin Moon had three older sisters, and a very older mother, who was someone else's sister. This made the 11-year-old simpleton feel like he was drowning in women, or slowly submerging in female quicksand. Either way, not ideal. If only his useless mother had given him a brother. Just one. Just a single, tall, lanky companion to help him do battle with this legion of ladies. But she hadn't. Probably just to spite him. No, Martin Moon was alone in this fight. An army of one. And on this wet Wednesday morning, as on every other morning, he found himself under siege.
"This was the best house in the world before you were born," explained Sinead, jabbing a jammy finger at Martin's face. She then picked up her buttery toast and wrapped her snack-happy jaws around her sixth slice of the morning.
"Now, let's not go mad,"
reasoned Martin.
"Sure. How could it have been the best house if I wasn't even in it?"
"That's why it was the best house in the world, you plonk," repeated Sinead, spraying him with a mouthful of toast crumbs.
His other sisters, Fidelma and Tricia, murmured in agreement. They were eating breakfast while gawping at the television, clearly too busy to actually voice their dislike of their brother. Martin had been accused of ruining his closest sister's scrunchie by using it as a catapult. When I say closest, I mean in age. As siblings, they were as close to each other as a badger is to a trap.
"Scrunchie. A simple rubber band, clothed in cotton, used by the long of hair to bunch their greasy, knit-infested manes into a manageable heap."
In Martin's defence, it must be said that a catapult is a device that requires a reasonable amount of upper body strength. The amount of strength in Martin's upper body was very unreasonable. Pig-headed, even. Point being, there's no way this accusation could be true. His sister's daily dead arms had surely made his insignificant little limbs far too weak to commit the crime. Pulling back the elasticated hairband and propelling a pebble skyward was clearly beyond his physical abilities. Case closed. An innocent man. Almost definitely.